Pause recording button.
Hi everyone, it's Jo and this is my February day 6 boo. Do I vote or not? And if I do, why? And if I don't, why? Well, I am going to be very honest here, and there have been odd occasions where I haven't voted for whatever reason, sometimes that I've not been able to. But generally speaking, I do vote. I'm not a very political person, it has to be said, although I do get a little bit involved because there are a lot of campaigns around visual impairment at the moment, and have been over the past couple of years. So I have been involved a little bit with that, not majorly jumping into the middle of things, but I have sent letters to my MP regarding various things. And if I didn't take the time to vote, then I really wouldn't be in a position to kind of do that. What would give me the right to sort of talk to an MP? I've also had help from an MP when I lived up north regarding something which you know, I wouldn't have really been able to go and sit in front of them and say, well, please, can you write a letter in support of this or whatever, if I didn't take the time to vote. On saying that, at the moment, if any of my visually impaired followers are listening to this, there is a petition going around Facebook at the moment, and probably perhaps on Twitter as well, I'm not sure, because I don't really do Twitter, asking for people to sign to get the amount of signatures they need. I can't remember how many that is, to be able to put it in front of, I assume to put it in front of Parliament, I'm not sure. But basically, it's about the right to be able to vote independently as a visually impaired person. And some of you will probably go, oh, well, I can vote if I want to. Well, yeah, maybe you can. Maybe you've got someone you really trust and you know they won't put the wrong thing on your ballot paper. You know, maybe you're in that position and you're lucky enough to have that, but not everybody is. And this petition is about those people who can't, and to say that they should have the right, that every person, regardless of ability, should have the right to go and vote independently without anybody knowing what you're going to vote. So that's interesting, because it's one thing saying, do you vote? But if you can't vote, if you're not in a position to vote, then should you still have the right to contact your MP and to have a say on things and complain about things, or you know, or not, as the case may be? I think possibly that changes it. And if you physically cannot vote or not in a position to vote, then perhaps you should still have the right to take part in campaigns and things like that. There's my bit of controversy for today. I didn't realise I was going to say that when I started this boo, but I think it is a relevant point to bring to the table. But yes, I do, there have been occasions where I haven't voted, but generally speaking, I do, although I don't get really, really wound up about it. But because I get emails from the likes of the RNIB campaigns team and Action for Blind campaigns team, and because I want to get involved with some of these campaigns, then I think it's right that I show an interest and that I get off my butt and go to the polling station where possible and have a vote. Anyway, that's it for me today. I shall speak to you all soon. Thanks for listening. Take care, and I'll see you tomorrow for day 7. Bye.